The Daily Gospel for Wednesday, the 27th of February, 2013. Wednesday of the second week of Lent. Saint of the Day, Saint Leander, Bishop. The Holy Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Saint Matthew, chapter 20, verses 17 to 28. And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart and said to them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed to the chief priests and the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to be mocked, and scourged, and crucified, and the third day he shall rise again. Then came to him the mother of the sons of Zebedee with her sons, adoring and asking something of him, who said to her, What wilt thou? She saith to him, Say that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on thy left, in thy kingdom. And Jesus answering said, You know not what you ask. Can you drink the chalice that I shall drink? They say to him, We can. He saith to them, My chalice indeed you shall drink, but to sit on my right or left hand is not mine to give to you, but to them for whom it is prepared by my Father. And the 10, hearing it, were moved with indignation against the two brethren. But Jesus called them to him and said, You know that the princes of the Gentiles lord it over them, and they that are the greater exercise power upon them. It shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be the greater among you, let him be your minister. And he that will be first among you shall be your servant. Even as the Son of Man is not come to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a redemption for many. Commentary of the Day, Saint Augustine, Bishop of Hippo and Doctor of the Church. Commentary on the Psalms, Psalm 122. In the Psalms of the Ascents, the psalmist yearns for Jerusalem and says he wishes to go up. Go up where? Does he want to reach the sun, the moon, the stars? No. It is in heaven that the eternal Jerusalem is to be found, there where the angels, our fellow citizens, dwell. Hebrews 12:22. While on this earth, we are in exile and far away from them. Along exile's road, we breathe sighs. In that city, we shall leap for joy. During our voyage, we find companions who have already seen that city and who encourage us to run there. In the psalmist, they have inspired a cry of happiness. I rejoiced when they said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord. Psalm 122. We will go up to the house of the Lord. Let us run, then, let us run, for we shall arrive at the Lord's house. Let us run without wearying. Over there is no weariness. Let us run to the house of the Lord and rejoice with those who have called us, those who have been the first to behold our homeland. From far ahead they call to those following them, We will go up to the house of the Lord. Come along, run. The apostles saw this house and summon us. Run, come on, follow us. We will go to the house of the Lord. And what are we all to answer? I rejoiced when they said to me, We will go to the house of the Lord. I rejoiced in the prophets. I rejoiced in the apostles, for each one of them has said to us, we are going to the house of the Lord.